Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you listen to Locked On Astros podcast daily, your team every day. I'm H-Town Wheelhouse, and I'll be giving you a solo recap of the Houston Astros' very first game and their first victory of the 2020 season. You can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and Astros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can also find the show at Locked On Astros. You can get Locked On Astros on the podcasting app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and Spotify. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play the podcast Locked On Astros. So, today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Today's show, we are going to recap the game, and what we'll be discussing are the three things I liked about the game, the three things I didn't like about the game, and highlighting the performances of Justin Verlander, Michael Brantley, and so much more. It is so good to have baseball back. I'm excited. Thank y'all for tuning in. So let's get into this. We remember in 2019 that the Houston Astros had their way with the Mariners in 19 games, winning 18 of those 19 games. The only game that the Mariners won was a complete blowout. I believe it was like 14-2 or 12-4. So we get here to opening day. Our ace, Justin Verlander, takes the mound. He gets up there. He is looking for his 226th career win in this game. And the Houston Astros actually continued their streak in winning their eighth consecutive opening day game. The Houston Astros are on a tear when it comes to opening day. That's 8 years in a row. That's hard to do. So let's look into this. Let's look at the three things that I did like about the game. The first thing I liked about the game was Justin Verlander's 7 strikeouts. We'll talk about the 2 hits that they got that I thought are significant, something we need to watch. Maldonado was 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs today. The machete was chopping wood. And Michael Brantley, Uncle Mike, Dr. Smooth, whatever you want to call the guy, was 2-for-3 with a 3-run home run. It was great to see this offense get off the ground. Now, they did struggle a little bit in the beginning. Marco Gonzalez is one of those pitchers. So you had Marco Gonzalez versus Justin Verlander, the reigning Cy Young winner. Marco Gonzalez is not a power pitcher. He wasn't bringing heat, but he was bringing placement. And he was throwing the ball on the inside of the plate, on the outside of the plate. He was exploiting the widened strike zone. It was more widened towards the bottom of the strike zone. I believe in one at-bat, Bregman looked at a ball that was called a strike, and then the next 2 pitches he swung at would have been balls, and he struck out. And I believe he thought to himself he struck out because that strike zone had been expanded for him. So that was somewhat of a disadvantage for Alex Bregman. But Marco Gonzalez has had his way with the Houston Astros, not overly dominating, but we knew that he wouldn't last. And, you know, Marco Gonzalez was actually done after 4 1/3 innings. So he was in 4 1/3 innings. He gave up 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned runs, a walk, and only 2 strikeouts. They would bring 4 other pitchers to the mound. The Astros have a high-powered offense. It was not really on display tonight. I don't think they've unpacked all their tools. Let's talk about 3 things I didn't like tonight for the game. Justin Verlander's 2 solo home runs. You may say they were solo home runs, and I believe last year around 80 to 90% of the home runs he gave up were solo home runs. Solo home runs don't beat you, but you don't want to give up too many of them. This is a sprint this year. We don't have a lot of games for error. I thought there were too few cutouts. I kind of like the imaging of the corporate sponsors and the seats. At first I thought they were canvas, and then I realized it was CGI. It was an added kind of green screen technology. But they need to get more cardboard cutouts in there. Now, people probably haven't purchased them. I have to admit they're kind of pricey. They did add on the incentive. If you don't know, if you buy one, they authenticate it now, and they add a bobble. They add the 2019 ring, like Eric had mentioned on the last podcast. So there's an incentive for your Astros fans. What's cool is if you're active on Astros Twitter, you see some of your friends on there. It's pretty cool. But I thought there were too few. I think if you're going to have cutouts, you need to have them more than just like filling the Crawford boxes and just sparsely in the outfield. You need to have them behind home plate and things like that. The third thing I didn't like was Springer's at-bats. I thought Springer, he looked at a lot of pitches that I thought he should have swung at. A lot of the first strikes he was getting were really good pitches. He was trying to set himself up. And he just didn't look like he was seeing the ball well. But once he turns around, he is the most prolific, or one of the most prolific leadoff hitters in the league. We do know that he broke the single season record for leadoff home runs. And so those are the three things that I didn't like. But one of the things that I want to mention is Chris Devinsky. He came in and he only gave up one hit. He only pitched one inning, but he had three strikeouts. That is key. Key things that we saw tonight. Devinsky pitched a really solid inning, and you want that. Martin Maldonado contributed. Not only did Martin Maldonado contribute, but like I said, the Astros, 7, 8, and 9 hitter, for a while, they were the only ones hitting. You had Diaz go 1 for 2. I mean, you had Reddick. He did go 1 for 4, but he got that double. He ended up scoring. Diaz went 1 for 2. Toro, who came in to pitch hint for Diaz, went 1 for 1 with the double. Just an awesome hit. The kid's got great speed, and he ended up scoring a run. And Martin Maldonado went 2 for 4. The only two Astros not to get a hit in their first game was Yuli Gurriel and George Springer. Now, I don't mention that as a cause for concern, but it is good, though, that everybody except for two of the players got hit. So I'm a glass half full kind of guy, and if you've listened to our show long enough, you'll know that about me. So I was really excited to see the guys out there. At first, with the slow start, when they went up 1-0, when they went up 2-1, when the Mariners were up, it just seemed kind of flat. The player introduction seemed flat. Just everything. I mean, even the ceremony, I know they were trying to bring meaning into the pregame ceremonies and things like that. It's so different without fans there. Blummer touched on it. TK, it was really cool to see him. Hated that he couldn't be there, but I'm sure he didn't mind popping the top on a beer while he's watching the game and listening to the commentary. I thought Eschenfelder did a great job, in the Astros broadcast team, Julia, and everybody, the whole gang, does a great job there. So we've got game one under our belt, and we are on our way to 60-0. You know, and I was sitting there thinking, what would you do if you had an issue with your vehicle? If you were in a place where you couldn't find the part that you needed, well, your first place would, you would think, well, I'm going to go to the auto parts store and get something. Well, what happens is sometimes they actually charge different prices. If you're a mechanic, they charge you a different price than if you're just a do-it-yourselfer like me. So that's what you need to do. You need to go to rockauto.com. Go to rockauto.com. You'll spend 30 to 50% less, sometimes 100% less than the price that's actually offered in the chain front store. You don't have to worry about Rock Auto not having the parts you need. Doesn't matter the year, the make, the model. They have thousands of parts. They have hundreds of models to choose from on their website. They've been around for 20 years as a family business. Why wouldn't you want to partake in a family business that has your best interests in mind? It is perfect for do-it-yourselfers. Like me, if I want to go out and get a wild hair and change my oil, and I need an oil filter, or I need to change a starter on something, I go to rockauto.com. You know why? Because they have the best selection known to man. So I want you to do this. I want you to go to rockauto.com. And when you go there, write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. So getting back on topic, now that we got game one under our belt, the Astros win 8-2. with 10 hits. They did leave 20 on base, but that's going to happen in these kind of games where you're not really hitting the ball hard, but the only two really hard hits, I would say, well, actually, there were three. Reddick, Brantley, and Toro. Toro's hit was really good, and so they didn't crush the ball. It wasn't Crush City, but, man, it was great. And you know what else? There were zero hit batsmen in this game. What? Oh, my goodness. The Mariners completed a game against the evil Houston Astros without hitting them. The gall of the Mariners. How dare they break the code of the Dodger and Yankee fan bases. And oh, how you stole. You know, I heard the Cody Bellinger line again. They stole our ring. Oh, whatever, dude. We're 1-0. I love it. It is the 8th consecutive opening day win. JB notches his 226th career win, which is phenomenal. And tomorrow night, guess what? The man is back. The GOAT. The Ice King. Lance McCullers Jr. The guy that saves dogs and helps dogs find a home. The guy that in the offseason worked his tail end off and literally got a 2017 World Series trophy tattoo on his tricep. This guy is ready to compete. I am so excited to see Lance McCullers Jr. go against Tejon Walker. Tejon Walker can surprise you sometimes. He has control issues. But I think the Astros, I believe tomorrow will be the day that Springer gets on the board. He'll get off the schneid. He'll get a couple hits. Hopefully we'll see a Springer dinger or two. Aledmys Diaz in there. Who knows? Tomorrow we may see Kyle Tucker get the DH start, and we'll go from there. But thank you guys for listening to Locked On Astros. We will be with you Monday through Friday for the entire season. If you have questions, please send us a private message to @LockedOnAstros or @EricTalkStros or @HTownWheelhouse. And stay tuned. Let's enjoy the ride. This season has the potential to be a great season. It's off to a great start. I believe we sweep the Mariners in this opening series. And then guess who comes to town? The Dodgers of Los Angeles. That's right. The Los Angeles Dodgers come to H-Town for two games. I wonder what it would take to get inside Minute Maid Park so that we could boo Walker Buehler, so that we could boo Cody Bellinger. But better than that, we've got a lineup from top to bottom that can go out there and do the game. Y'all enjoy the weekend of baseball. Let's go Astros. Lance McCullers notched that second victory of the season for the team. Get your first win since 2018, and let's go take this World Series title. You know, thinking about tonight and professional athletes and the pain they'll have afterwards, it doesn't matter at this point if you're a professional athlete or a stay-at-home parent. It doesn't matter if you're in a job where you sit in a chair for 8 hours. Luckily, our friends at CBDMD have an amazing duo that can help you relax, regroup, and recharge when life gets chaotic. CBD Freeze with Menthol is an award-winning product that offers instant cooling relief for muscles and joints in the convenient and easy-to-use roller or shareable squeeze tube. CBD Recover combines CBD with inflammation-fighting compounds like Arnica and vitamin B6 to give you the support you need where it matters most. So, this is what you need to do. You need to make it easier for you to save money on these topicals. CBDMD has given us the ability to give you, the listeners, 25% off your next order. That's right. Use a promo code LockedOnMLB at checkout. Once again, that's cbdmd.com, promo code LockedOnMLB for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD oil products from CBDMD. I'm H-Town Wheelhouse, and if you would do me a huge favor, when you're done listening to the podcast, go check out Locked On MLB with my man Sully. In about 10 days, he is going to join Locked On Astros. We will get to talk about what's unfolded in the first 10 days of the season, where our respective teams are, as he has adopted fandom of a new team. He is now a fan of the Seattle Mariners. We may talk about that. Thank you for tuning in. Y'all have a great weekend, and go Astros.